1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. North Avenue reopening yesterday after a pursuit of a suspect closed the road for a while. Grand Junction police were pursuing a suspect in the 2100 block of North Avenue near the VA hospital. North Avenue was closed between 19th and 23rd Street before reopening shortly before 5 o'clock. No official word on the identity of the suspect. Eagle County Sheriff's investigators are looking into the death of a juvenile at a public park. An altercation broke out at 2nd Street Park in Gypsum. Several teens involved in the brawl, one of them seriously injured and succumbed to their injuries. The suspect fled on foot but was found and detained. The case is being investigated as a homicide. I-70 in Dowd Canyon in Eagle County will be getting major wall work done. Median wall replacement will start in early May between Avon and West Vale over the junction with U.S. Highway 6. A closure will be in place of the U.S. 6 to westbound I-70 on-ramp between May 6th and August 18th. Drivers will be rerouted to underneath the interstate on Chaminix Road to the westbound I-70 on-ramp. CDOT is out with a warning about a potential scam. The FBI says fraudulent text messages are being aimed at drivers who use express lanes. Roadway users may be tricked into giving away personal data, such as credit card information. So far, CDOT has not seen this particular scam appear in Colorado, but nationwide, 2,000 complaints have been reported. Colorado Mesa University is hosting a 5K race in support of suicide awareness. The second annual Run for Ricky is to honor former CMU student Ricky Mestis, who took her own life in 2023. Mesa County's suicide rate in 2022 was higher than that of the statewide average. To participate in the race and for full details, visit supportingcmu.org. I'm Tyler Franson in the KNZZ News Center.